number 25053. This is a case for proper spacing for the development of the Writing Rock Bakken Pool Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Murex Petroleum Corporation. It's proper spacing matter. We're going to have one witness testify. Glenn Kemp will testify by telephone from Houston. I'll get him on the phone.
Mr. Kemp, do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Glenn, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Sure. My name is Glenn Kemp. I'm Vice President with Murex Petroleum Corporation. We're at 363 North Samuelson Parkway East, Suite 200, Houston, Texas, 77060.
And Glenn, have you previously testified for the commission as an expert and had your qualifications accepted?
Yes.
And have you prepared some exhibits you intend to sponsor this morning?
Yes.
I'll offer the further testimony as an expert.
Motion granted.
Glenn, let's go to Exhibit 1 and just summarize what you're showing on Exhibit 1, please.
Yeah, Exhibit 1 just shows what the current outline of the field is. It's all of 161, 101, all sections. And then the current field rules and the proposed proper spacing rules are identical. We're not asking to change anything. So they're following the first standoff from east west, 200 north south, and we wish to maintain the 8 wells per 12 acre that we intend to develop. Then the interval 50 foot above the park and 50 foot below, and what we stone for it.
Okay, let's continue on with the Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 is just a general locator map. You can see Murex operated 10 spacing units within the right direction. The right direction outlined there in red also.
And then let's go on to Exhibit 3.
Exhibit 3 is kind of zoomed in of the other map. You can see our existing wells. Right now we have one well in each of the 10 spacing units. And the red lines are the three folks' wells, all proposed three folks' wells. And the gray lines are the middle Bakken wells, proposed middle Bakken wells. And so we intend to alternate one at middle Bakken to one three folks back and forth.
Okay, let's go on to Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is just our structure map. You see our spacing units there again, gets us to the southeast.
And Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 just shows our 8 prime cross section, which is the north south, and our BC prime cross section across this area, which is our west to east cross section.
And then those cross sections are Exhibits 6 and 7, is that correct?
That is correct.
And Exhibit 8, 9, and 10 are your oil, gas, and water analyses, is that also correct?
Yes, sir.
And then let's go on to Exhibit 11 and summarize the information you've included on Exhibit 11.
Sure. Exhibit 11 is our reverse economic slide. Basically, volumetric flow in place for the 1280 is about 23 million barrels. We estimate a recovery of 1.7% per well, which would give us 390,000 barrels and about 311 million cubic feet of gas. That is a $5.3 million investment. That's $50 oil, $3 gas. We expect a rate of return of 22% and the kind of return on investment of 1.4.
And then let's go on and cover Exhibit 12.
Exhibit 12 goes into more detail as far as each well that Murex operates in this Writing Rock field, production information there, the oil is transported to northern tier, water exposed to our pipeline into our lagoon saltwater disposal well, and natural gas is being sold to Nextera when it's from Nextera is up for the
And you're also using some of your gas on the well sites, is that correct?
That is correct. And we are filing that on the Form 5D4.
And Glenn, is your recommendation that proper spacing be entered incorporating the existing 1,280-acre spacing units with up to 8 wells allowed, is that correct?
That is correct.
And in your opinion, will that proper spacing in order to protect relative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
I don't have any further questions. We offer the exhibits.
The exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Glenn, this is Bruce Hicks. We talked yesterday a little bit on some of the proper spacing hearings about that NextEra plant being down. The March numbers that you're showing here show that a lot of the gas produced was not being sold. Has that been since returned to sales?
Yes, it has. We got until late in March that it got back on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that will conclude our hearing for case 25053.